delivery. Currently, Pamela serves the Board of Trustees as Chair of the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee. We all have enjoyed working with Pam, as she has brought fresh ideas and enthusiasm to the board, and I would say yesterday was a wonderful example of that.
Thank you, Karen. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Tim. Are there? Is there any discussion? Can we take a vote? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Congratulations, Pam. We're lucky
Thank
to have
you.
And I know we've all come to rely on you, too, as someone that we can talk to about the complicated issues that we face regularly. So as much as I hope we don't have those in the future, it's nice to know that you're there. We now move on to the election of the Secretary, Controller, and University Legal Counsel as the next order of business. Consistent with President Easter's letter to all of the trustees several weeks ago recommending that the three incumbents in those offices, Susan Keyes as Secretary, Walter Knorr as Controller, and Tom Barrows as University Counsel, be continued. I hope we may have a motion to approve the election of these individuals to new terms in those respective positions. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to move that we elect Susan Keyes as Secretary, Walter Knorr as Comptroller, and Tom Barrows as University Counsel.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Congratulations to the three of you. Your liability for the institution continues. The next order of business is the election of the treasurer. The treasurer is elected at that position for 2 years. Lester McKeever has served as the Board of Trustees treasurer since 1994. May I have a motion to elect?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to move that we elect Mr. Lester McKeever to the new term as treasurer. As you know, Lester has served as treasurer since 1994, and in my opinion, has done a stellar job in that service. He's an alumnus of the University of Illinois with a BS in accounting, and in addition, a JD from IIT, the Chicago Kent College of Law. Lester has extensive experience in auditing and taxes and systems and cost analysis and budgeting, in financial planning, and I'm sure some other things that aren't even listed. He is a licensed certified public accountant. Lester serves on several not-for-profit boards and councils, and I personally have enjoyed working with Lester specifically on the audit function at the university, but also on his service to the Audit, Budget, Facilities, and Finance Committee.
Chairman, I second that nomination, and I especially do so because Mr. McKeever and I were classmates at the University of Illinois back in the day.
All right.
We remained lifelong friends.
Well, that's very nice. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Congratulations, Lester. Thank you very much for all of your service to the university. Next is the approval and the delegation of signatures, which is really to approve that the chair of the board is signator and the secretary is witness to validate certain documents produced by the university. If no board member disagrees, I'd like to call for motions on these delegations of signature to those signators as a group and to instruct the Secretary Susan Keyes to enter the resolution into the record. May I have a motion to approve the signators?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to move that we approve the delegation of signatures and approve the chair of the board as signator and the secretary as witness to validate certain documents produced by the university.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I think it'd be helpful as we move through the year to assign committees at this meeting. We've talked a lot about that, and so I think if we can do that today, if you'll allow me, it'll allow the committees to form up and continue their good work. For the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee, we'll have Pam Strobel, Karen Hassara, Jim Montgomery, Patrick Fitzgerald, and Ken Thomas. On the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee, where Ed McMillan will chair, Pam, I hope you'll chair the Governance Committee, the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee, I hope Ed will serve as chair, and that will he will have with him on that committee Jim Montgomery, Tim Quartz, Pam Strobel, John Tinkin, and David